I am what I think about all day long. Whoever I am that person first in my mind. Whatever I accomplish it first in my mind. Whatever I become it first in my mind. The way that I use my mind defines what it means to be me. At the most basic level, I am what I think about all day long. My mind is the only part of me that can change or that would ever be worth changing. If I want to change who I am, I must change the collection of thoughts that defines what it means to be me. What I think about's important because it changes who I am. When I think positive thoughts, I become a more positive person. When I think empowering thoughts, I become a stronger person. When I think resourceful thoughts, my life moves in the direction of excellence and I become a better person. When I think unlimited thoughts, I realize that there is no limit to how good my life can become. I become what I think about all day long. What you talk about matters a great deal because it expands into your life. When your talk is positive, good things start to happen. When your talk is negative, then misery and limitations become your unwanted guests. Jesus taught that you are to talk to your problems and not about them. When you talk about your problems with everyone you meet, you magnify those challenges until they become a stronghold in your mind. They occupy the high ground, and rooting them out is difficult. Every time you talk about your problems, you increase their power. When you focus on them, they become stronger and you become weaker. Jesus said that if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, you can tell a mountain to move into the sea, and it will happen. Jesus wanted you to be a mover of mountains. Jesus used his mountain story to make an important point. You have to talk to the mountains in your life before they will move. All of your problems are waiting to hear from you, and if you start speaking words of faith, your mountains will move. No matter what your problem, you must talk to it. If you are depressed, you must talk to your depression and start pushing back. Tell your depression that God's love is the most positive and most powerful force in the universe, and His love is filling your heart and mind. Tell your depression that you are made in the image of God and that God loves and accepts you the way that you are. Tell your depression that God's love changes the way you think and feel. You're a new person with a new life. The wheel of change always turns in the direction of what you put into your mind, and you must start filling your mind with positive things. If you want to move a mountain of depression out of your life, you'll have to start talking to your depression rather than talking about it. If your life is full of problems, don't make matters worse by commiserating over your problems with everyone you meet. Instead, start talking to your mountains and cast them into the sea. Jesus once asked a sick man if he wanted to be healed. This was not an academic question. It addressed the heart and soul of what it takes to get better. The first step in getting well is wanting to get better. When you want to get better and you expect to get better, you will no longer talk about your problems. You will start talking to your problems and mountains will start moving in your life. If you want to be free from depression, nobody can stop you.